Bob Hope returns Tuesday, October 3rd, over most of these NBC stations. There's more top Tuesday evening listening when Bob Hope returns on October 3rd. NBC presents The Penny Singleton Show. On stage tonight from Hollywood, another of NBC's outstanding half-hour presentations, The Penny Singleton Show.
Hello. Happy you're listening.
Penny in our story is Mrs. Penny Williamson, a young widow and the mother of two daughters, D.G. and Sue. Penny supports her family and home by selling real estate in the firm of Williamson and Wiggins. It's late afternoon and we meet Penny coming home from work. She's just driven her car into the driveway.
Hi, Mother.
Hello, Sue.
Give me a kiss.
There we are. What have you been doing today?
I'm making a study of ladybugs.
That sounds interesting. Let's go in the kitchen door.
I'm trying to find out who sets fire to all the houses that ladybugs always fly away home to.
Well, I've always wondered about that, too.
Evening, Mrs. Williamson.
Oh, evening, Margaret. My, dinner smells good.
Yeah, we're having clean up the kitchen.
What?
Hash. Would you mind if I serve dinner a little early tonight?
Have a date?
Leonard Frybacker. I'm taking him for a canoe ride on the lake tonight.
You're taking him? You mean you do the paddling?
Oh, I can't help myself. When Leonard looks at me with those big blue eyes and calls me his little Pocahontas, I just automatically get that outboard motor feeling.
Better get ready for dinner.
Yeah, it'll be about 10 minutes.
Where's D.G., Sue?
In the living room, reading a mystery story.
Again? I told that girl.
You know what I have, Mother?
What?
A little ladybug. Her wings hurt, and I've got her in a box hospital.
Oh, that's nice, dear. Now go on upstairs and wash.
Gee, I wish there was a way to take a ladybug's temperature.
Hurry, Sue.
I am.
D.G.? Oh, there you are, D.G., reading again.
Hello, Mother. Excuse me, Mother.
Darling.
Please, Mother, there's a hand just coming through the window.
What's the name of that book?
The Pool of Blood. Please, Mother.
The Pool of... Oh, no. Where'd you get that?
Wait a minute. The hand came closer and closer. Gloria felt a growing fright, but she knew not from whence the fear came. She started to turn. The hand paused.
I don't think that's the kind of a book you should be reading.
She touched the pearls around her swan-like neck.
There are so many good books to read, dear.
But the hand came closer and closer. Gloria shuddered from an unknown dread.
She felt
she should run, but the dark corners of the room offered no escape from the growing fear that she was about to... What, Mother?
Don't stop now. What did the hand do? Oh, D.G.
Mother, is there anything mysterious and secret about our house?
Only the fact it still stands up with the two of you living in it.
No, I mean secret sliding panels, dark, uncertain passageways, bells that ring from nowhere.
Oh, now you've got me doing it. It's just the phone. You get ready for dinner. I'll talk to you about that book later.
Oh, gee.
Hello.
Penny, this is Judge Grundle. I want to come over and have a little talk with you.
Well, we're just about to sit down to dinner. Couldn't it wait until tomorrow?
Penny, face it. There are times when a woman needs the advice of a man.
Well, why not tomorrow?
Well, have you seen the evening paper?
No, I just came in and we're eating early.
I'm coming over. You need me.
I do?
Yes. Goodbye.
I need the judge. Did I park in front of another fire hydrant today? Not quite, Margaret.
Oh. Well, I don't want to rush anybody. You finished, D.G.?
Almost.
Well, take your time. I don't want to rush anybody. You finished with that sauce dish, Sue?
Just one more bite.
Oh. Well, don't hurry on account of me. I don't want to rush anybody.
Oh, Margaret, just rinse and stack the dishes. Then you won't be worried about being late for your date with Leonard.
Me worried about being late for Leonard? Me worried? Me? Oh, it's Leonard and I'm late.
Margaret, I've finished. I'll answer it. Personally, I hope it's the judge and he's changed his mind about whatever was on his mind. Hello?
Penny, this is Wiggins.
I'm through now, Margaret.
Yes?
I'd like to come over to your house tonight.
Well, Mr. Wiggins, I've been with you all day in the office, and right now...
I know, but since the evening paper came out...
Evening paper?
I don't want to frighten you, Penny. I'll be right over.
But, Mr. Wiggins, Judge Grundle called, and I...
What's the matter?
Did anybody bring in the evening paper?
I don't think so. I'll go get it.
What's wrong, Miss Williamson?
Well, I don't know. Judge Grundle called about coming over because of something in the evening paper, and Mr. Wiggins just called about the same thing.
You know what happens when they're both here at the same time.
I know.
Here's the paper, Mother.
Thanks, Sue. I'll look through it and see what's causing all the excitement. We'll go in the living room while Margaret clears the table. I don't know what upset them. There was nothing in the local news.
Well, what were some of the headlines?
Well, Mayor's wife has Vestalia. Mayor's wife unveils statue of President Fillmore.
What else?
Mayor's wife robbed last night. Mayor's wife opens new chickadee sanctuary.
There ought to be one soon saying Mayor's wife takes a rest.
Well, I just can't see what they're excited about.
There's Marcus Wild Goose calling.
Coming, Leonard! Now, I'll see who it is on my way out.
Okay.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Duncan.
Hello, Bobby. It's
Mrs. Duncan. Goodbye.
We're in the living room, Ida.
Oh, Penny, my dear, I'm so glad you're home. Hello, D.G., Sue.
Hi. Mrs. Duncan.
My, you look upset, Ida. What's the matter? Sit down.
Oh, no, I don't dare. I've got to get back to my house before it's too dark out.
Too dark out?
My dear, haven't you read the paper? The evening paper?
You too?
The mayor's wife was robbed last night.
Well, I read that, but Middleton, like every other town, always has its share of robberies.
And a hand came through the window.
Where? What window?
Oh, Dee.
It's just a book she's going to stop reading.
Mother, I'll never know what happened to Gloria.
We'll go into that later.
She gets saved. I read the last page of the book.
So you've wrecked it.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, at least I don't know who the murderer is.
The butler.
Now, please, Penny, it's getting late and I do want to get back. Now, you say there have been robberies. All right, but never in this neighborhood. The mayor's home was only 3 blocks away from us.
Ida, I think you're dramatizing things. Take the usual precautions and you'll be all right.
Oh, how can you be so calm?
Well, getting upset and excited isn't going to help.
I'll lend you my water pistol, Mrs. Duncan. It's squirt 60 feet.
D.G., would you answer
sure,
that?
Oh, good heavens. I think I'd be afraid to answer my door after the sun went down.
Oh, I know.
Oh, hello.
Is that the masked bandit, D.G.?
No, it's only Judge Grundle.
Who was she expecting, Clark Gable? Oh, good evening, Penny.
Hello, Judge.
Ida, Sue.
Hi, Your Honor.
Hello, Judge. I was just talking to Penny about the mayor's wife being robbed last night.
Yes. Now's the time, Penny, when you need a man around this house.
Then you're worried about it, too? Mm-hmm. You see, Penny?
I think you're both making too much out of it.
Oh, well, if there's nothing more I can say, I'm going to run home. It is getting dark. I'll let myself out.
All right, Ida.
Bye. I'll see who it is, Penny.
Okay.
Oh, hello, Ida. Is Penny home?
Yes, Mr. Wiggins, in the living room. Goodbye, I'm on my way.
Hello, Penny, D.G., and Sue.
Hello, Mr. Wiggins.
Hello, Mr. Wiggins.
Oh... Hello, Grundle. Hello, Wiggins.
I wish when you two met each other, you wouldn't react like two male Siamese fish.
Well, what's Grundle doing here?
Well, first you tell me what you wanted to see me about.
Last night, the mayor's wife
That's
was...
That's why I'm here, too.
Oh. But I thought of it first.
You haven't thought of anything first since you were born.
Now, Judge.
Mr. Wiggins, Judge... Do you think our lives are in danger?
Oh, D.G.
Would it be awful if suddenly the lights went out? What do you think would happen?
It'd be dark.
Sue, you just don't understand.
Judge, Mr. Wiggins, it's sweet of both of you to be concerned about us, but I have locks on everything, and there's a phone right by my bed.
But, Penny, if
Well, I don't want to get the children excited either.
I'm not, Mother. I'm more worried about my ladybug.
Well, I think it's thrilling. I feel just like Gloria in the pool of blood.
The what?
It's a book.
You see, Penny, I thought it would take something like this to make you realize that a man around the house...
He means a man like me.
I don't mean any such thing. I'm talking about myself.
Oh, Mr. Wiggins and Judge Grundle, couldn't we change the subject?
I have a question that would change the subject.
Good.
What is your question, Sue?
Sue, if you want the right answer, ask me.
What is it, Sue? You see how nice it is, Penny, to have a man around to answer the child's question?
Come on, Sue. Ask Uncle Wiggy.
Ask the judge, Sue.
I'll ask both of you.
Now what?
Yes.
Are there man ladybugs?
Well, So you want to answer the question, Wiggins?
Oh, no. You go ahead. You.
No, please, Wiggins. I don't want to interfere. Tell the child. Well.
Yes?
Well.
Don't you want to tell her, Judge?
Don't either one of you want to tell her?
If Wiggins wants to, he's perfectly able to go right ahead.
I defer to you, Judge.
Do either of you know the answer? Sue, darling, there are male ladybugs. The name is really Ladybird. They were given that name because long ago the little bug saved a valuable crop, and the people were so grateful they named them Bird of Our Lady. So the name doesn't mean they are all ladies.
Gee, thanks, Mother.
Yes, it is nice to have a man around the house to answer children's questions. Holy torpedo, what's that?
I'll go.
No, I'll go.
Penny!
I'll go. It's Ida.
Liza Harrington just phoned me, Penny. She was robbed.
What?
Why, she lives just two blocks from here.
Yes,
what happened?
When did it happen?
Well, apparently, while she was out to dinner. When she came home, she saw the porch door open.
Did he break in?
No, she left it unlocked. She remembered that later.
I wonder if a hand came through the window.
Oh, D.G. I'll phone Liza and see if there's anything I can do.
Now, Penny, don't you think I was right to come over?
You see, Penny?
Yeah. She left her door unlocked. That's practically an invitation. Let's worry about Liza, not me. The Williamson family can take care of itself.
NBC is bringing you the Penny Singleton Show. And don't forget, those remarkable inhabitants of 79 Wistful Vista, Fibber McGee and Molly, along with Mayor Latrivia, Mr. Wimple, Sis, and the entire cast, return on Tuesday, September 19th, over most of these same NBC stations. McGee's wild schemes and dreams of glory always go awry, but somehow Molly loves him through thick and thin, and you'll love them both when they return on September 19th, just 2 weeks before Bob Hope. And now for Act Two of the Penny Singleton Show. It's the next morning, and we find Penny and her family in the dining room, just finishing breakfast, as Margaret enters.
Another cup of tea, Miss Williamson.
I think I have time. Just a little, thanks.
If Leonard and I hadn't gone canoeing last night, I would have been here for all the excitement.
You didn't miss much. The burglar only took silver, which Mrs. Harrington said was insured.
Well, I'm taking some insurance to bed with me tonight. That old-fashioned flat iron and the rolling pin.
Mother, I don't think I'll read any more of The Pool of Blood for a while.
You're right, because you're taking that book back to the rental library this morning.
I could let my lizards and frogs and toads loose tonight. That'd keep him out.
That'd keep all of us out. Well, I'd better be off to work.
Sue, will you stay home with me tonight?
Sure.
Oh, for heaven's sake. The less we talk about this matter, the happier we'll all be. I'll see you tonight. Goodbye.
Williamson Wiggins, this is... hello, Mr. Russell. You'd like Mrs. Williamson to show you the property at 9. Yeah, she should be in any minute. Yes. I'll tell her. Goodbye.
Penny, I can't... Oh.
Hello, Wiggins.
Hello, Grundle.
I came to see Penny.
She's not in yet.
Oh, well, maybe we'll have to work on this together, Wiggins.
You, leading up to the robbery?
Yes. I think we should insist that Penny allow us to patrol her house tonight.
I hate to say this, but I agree with you.
Good morning, Mr. Wiggins.
Oh, good morning, Penny.
Sorry I'm a little late. Oh, hello, Judge.
Good morning, Penny.
Mr. Wiggins, did Mr. Russell call?
Yes, and he wants to see the property this morning.
Then I'd better go right
Penny,
on
Penny,
down.
Wait a minute. Wiggins and I are worried about what happened last night.
Oh, please don't.
We think we should come over to your place tonight and, keep an eye on it.
Well, you're both very nice, but the police force is on the job. I saw two policemen in the neighborhood when I was driving to work. We'll be all right. Now I'd better get right over to Mr. Russell's.
But Penny, you'd never need to know we were there if that would be all right.
Thanks, no. Bye.
Think what a feather it would be in my cap if I caught that guy. I'd be irresistible.
If I caught him, Penny might change her whole attitude toward me.
I know the children would think I was just about the bravest fellow in the world. The kind of a man they'd like around the house.
Me too. Hey, wait a minute, Grundle.
Mm-hmm. What? Now, you're not going to patrol that place without me, Wiggins.
She wouldn't have to know we were there.
But she was... No, she wouldn't. Now, Horace, the thought occurs to me that if Penny doesn't want us there, we shouldn't go there.
Bessemer, I was thinking exactly the same thing.
There's no need to go.
Where you're not wanted.
Yeah. Well, I've got to get back to court. See you around sometime, Horace, old boy.
Yeah, see you around. So long, Bessemer, old buddy.
Cleared, Margaret. DJ will bring in the last stack of dishes.
And thanks, Miss Williamson.
My, it's getting dark early tonight. Maybe it's going to rain.
Oh, I hope it doesn't thunder. Things are bad enough with this burglar on the loose.
Oh, don't worry, Margaret.
But what if I'm sleeping, and then suddenly I hear my window screen slowly being removed?
You see too many movies.
That's the way David Bryan did it in the movie I saw last week.
Well, if the burglar's as handsome as David Bryan, that might help a little.
Say. That's what I call looking at the brighter side of things.
Here are the rest of the dishes, Margaret.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, is that thunder?
Oh, I knew it was going to storm tonight.
That's too bad. Did you have another date?
I am not stepping a foot out of this house after it gets dark.
Are you scared too, Margaret?
Well, let's put it this way. If I had a boyfriend on the police force, I'd feel better tonight. Hey, that's an idea.
Oh, now stop it. You're both working yourselves up into a fine state. Margaret, why don't you come and sit in the living room with us after the dishes?
Oh, thank you.
There was a thunderstorm in the pool of blood, too.
Tonight, D.G., I recommend you reread Little Women.
Darn thunder. What's that? Looks like a man. Come out, whoever you are. Oh, it's a tree. Yeah.
Who's that?
You tell me first.
You,
Oh, it's you, Grundle.
Oh, Horace.
Bessemer.
Oh, did you see anything?
No. Just you.
Shh! Not so loud. I can see Penny through the window there.
Be careful!
How did I know the bush was there? It's dark.
I know, but be careful.
Oh, be quiet. What was it?
Sue's bicycle.
Where'd you leave your bicycle, Sue?
Someplace out here.
Well, find it and bring it up on the porch before the rain starts.
Get behind the bush, Grundle. Sue's coming.
I think I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, no. Hold it.
Find it?
I'm looking, but it's hard to see.
Here it is. Bring it up on the porch.
Hold it, Grundle. Hold it.
She's right here, Mother. All right, dear. Now come on in.
Okay, sneeze.
It went away.
Now look, we better start patrolling instead of hiding behind a bush. You take the north side of the house and I'll take the south. We can both check the backyard.
All right. The street light takes care of the front yard pretty much.
Yeah, now you take your side and we'll meet around back every now and then.
Oh, well, stop giving orders. You're not General MacArthur, you know.
Just as I was hanging up the dish towel, I could have sworn somebody was tiptoeing past the kitchen.
Oh, Margaret.
Mother, I thought I saw a figure go by the window on this side of the house.
How can one man be in two places at the same time? You're both being silly.
I closed the windows upstairs, Mother.
Thank you, Sue. Wait a minute. D.G., I thought I told you to do that.
Well, I...
Where's the nickel you promised me, D.G.?
D.G., were you afraid to go upstairs?
Kind of.
You don't have to worry, D.G. That dead man under your bed won't hurt you.
Mother!
Sue, don't tease.
Mother, I don't like this thunderstorm.
I tell you what let's do. Let's play the piano and sing some songs. It's silly huddling around like this. Besides, you're all beginning to give me the creeps, too.
Doing inside.
Look through the window.
Yeah.
They're all around the piano.
You take the high road and I'll take the low road.
It looks nice and cozy in there.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't doing our job. Let's get back to it. You take the high road. I'm in the north side and I'll take the south side this time.
Who do you think you are? Eisenhower?
All right, what's next? Margaret, you choose a song now.
How about Stone Cold Dead in the Market? Margaret!
Let's do Three Blind Mice. We do that in school.
All right, Sue, you take the first line, and then you come in next, D.G. Did Margaret go out to the kitchen?
I'm standing right behind you, Miss Wilson.
Someone knocked over something.
I'm sorry, it wasn't me that knocked it over.
Well, I'll have to...
Mother, don't go into the other room.
Well, I just can't sit here.
I wish the phone was in the living room.
Who's there?
Nobody's going to use that phone, and nobody will get hurt if they don't move.
Oh,
Georgie. Oh, boy, a stick-up, just like in the movies.
How dare you come into my house? How dare you?
When somebody leaves a door unlocked, I come in.
The back door. When I put the milk pots on, I put...
You forgot to lock it. That's right.
Well, I have nothing of value in this house, so you'd better get out.
I might have to tie you ladies up before you start yelling.
That shouldn't be hard to do. We can't put up much of a fight. What do you do when there's a man in the house?
Well, I
suppose you look in first, and then if there are only women, you feel safe.
Now, look, lady.
Doesn't make you much of a man, does it? If you had one speck of decency or chivalry, anything you might take in this house wouldn't be worth the fright you caused us. I don't like having guns around my children.
I don't carry a gun. If I get caught, it ain't armed robbery.
So you don't carry a gun?
No.
You just go around robbing homes with women in them. That makes you a real brave man.
Lady,
If you had children, would you like it very much if they had the wits scared out of them by someone like you?
I don't like what you're saying.
It's true.
Miss Williamson, someone's on the porch.
Don't move. Don't move. It might be the police. I'll look out of the window. Stay right where you are.
Is it the police?
No. No, it looks like someone else is trying to sneak up on the porch.
A convention.
Miss Williamson, what do we do?
I don't know, Margaret.
Don't worry. Don't worry, I'm not going to let anything happen to you.
What?
Not one speck of decency or chivalry, huh? Ma'am, just because I pick up a few things when people leave their doors unlocked, don't mean I'm the all-American heel. Now, turn off the lights in the hall there.
All right.
Whoever's moving around on the front porch, don't want anybody to know he's there.
Be careful.
Don't worry. I'll just open this door quick and jump him.
Don't get hurt.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Stop it. Stop it. Mr. Wiggins.
There's two of them, ma'am. I got both of them. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, scaring women and children like this.
You may let them off now. I know them.
Penny, we were just getting out of the rain.
What were you two prowling? You were guarding my house.
Yeah. Yes, Penny, and since the rain started, we figured there was no more danger.
So we came up on the porch to get out of the rain.
Who's this fellow?
Well,
I guess you better tell him, ma'am.
What do you want me to tell him?
Tell him the truth.
But you gave yourself up to help us out.
That's okay. What do I do now?
Do you really like your work?
Not after tonight.
Good. Now come on in, everybody, and get dry.
Now, Penny, this man...
Margaret, I think we could use some hot coffee. I know the judge and Mr. Wiggins could.
Coming up.
And you'd like some coffee, too, wouldn't you, Mr....
Call me Bill, ma'am.
But who is Bill Penny?
He's our burglar.
What? Penny!
Oh, it's all right. He's done with that. And you and Mr. Wiggins are going to help with his probation. That's fair.
Thanks, ma'am.
But Penny...
Forget about it for now. Without Bill's help, you two might have scared us to death, running around outside at this hour of the night.
The Penny Singleton Show, which comes to you every Tuesday night at this time, featured Gail Gordon, Jim Backus, B. Benaderet, Sarah Selby, Mary Lee Robb, Sheila James, and Wally Mayer. The music was composed and conducted by Von Dexter. The Penny Singleton Show, written and produced by Robert Soderbergh and directed by Max Hutto, stars Penny Singleton.
Good night. Keep well.
Three chimes mean good times on NBC. If you don't think people are funny, give Art Linkletter a chance to prove it to you. He's the jolly master of ceremonies who returns on Tuesday, September 19th, over most of these NBC stations, to give prizes away to people who merely prove what Art already knows. People are funny. Coming up, Charles Boyer on NBC.